To be in Colossians 4 and verse 2. Colossians 4 and verse 2. Jesus was a man of prayer. He got aside regularly to spend time with the Lord and to be refreshed in prayer. I want to tell you, if Jesus needs to be refreshed in prayer, so do we. Elijah prayed that it would not rain for 3.5 years, and it didn't rain. And then he prayed and rain came, and the fruitfulness came. What if we were to pray and ask God to do some things in our personal lives, in our family, in our families, in our church? And what would happen if we saw the power of God fall to do some mighty things? I think we have a good guide here in the Scripture. We've been doing a series called The Fullness of Power, and this is God's power tool, prayer. And Paul is sharing with the Colossian believers some instruction on prayer. And so we need to pray under the guidance and empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Using God's power tools, the title of my message, and look with me at Colossians 4, verse 2. Devote yourselves to prayer. Stay alert in it with thanksgiving. At the same time, pray also for us that God may open a door for us for the word, to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains, so that I may make it known as I should. So, how do we use this power tool called prayer? Well, first of all, I want you to see we need to pray regularly. Pray regularly. He says, devote yourselves to prayer. One place says, pray without ceasing. That is to pray on a regular basis, but also to have an attitude of dependence in our hearts. I mean, obviously, you've got to do business, you've got to discuss, and you've got to think about your work and those things. And so it's not verbally praying all the time, but it is having this attitude and this heart of simple trust in God and dependence upon God in an attentiveness to listen to Him and how He might guide us in prayer. I've got a phone that occasionally begins to act funny. And somebody told me, if you will turn that phone off and reboot it, a lot of the times it'll fix the problem. That's happened many times. The guy that came and installed our DVR told me the same thing. He said, if you have problems, before you call anybody, disconnect the power for 15 seconds and plug it back in and let it reboot. And sure enough, many times it solves the problem. You and I need to reboot. Every single day we need to be in time with God in prayer. So pray regularly. So how to use God's power tool? Pray regularly. Pray watchfully. Pray watchfully. He says stay alert in it. Be watchful. Oftentimes things happen in our lives, in your personal life. Have you ever sensed, you know what, I'm not too close to the Lord today, I'm kind of carnal. The other day we were driving out of the Walmart parking lot, maybe that was the reason. I told Sherry, I said, I feel thoroughly carnal. And I think I need some prayer. And we need that reboot, but we also need to be watchful and alert of where we are personally. But also where our kids are, where our spouse is, where our friends and the people in church are. Why? Because God has created us to be a body of believers and to support each other. And so God may lay you upon my heart, or He may lay me upon your heart. And we pray for each other and we support each other, and it helps to protect us from the attacks of the enemy. Also, one great way to do this is to ask the Holy Spirit to lay somebody upon your heart that you can pray for. So pray watchfully. Ask God to help you to have open eyes to the needs around you. This also may be, maybe you have an opportunity to share Christ. You might say, Lord, it seems this person is open. God, would you give me the words to say? So pray regularly, pray watchfully. Thirdly, pray thankfully. He says, stay alert in it with thanksgiving. So if you're going to use this power tool called prayer, you need to pray thankfully. This is emphasized over and over and over and over again. And if you notice in the letters of Paul, if you notice in the prayers of Jesus, even in the Psalms, you see over and over again the thanks that is offered to God. Why is that so important? Well, thanksgiving helps us to enter into the presence of God. The Bible says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Thanksgiving is a way that we draw near to God. And so if you want to use the power tool effectively, you need to be close to the power source, right? I can remember using a saw, and I would be working away, and all of a sudden I pull the trigger and it doesn't work. It came unplugged. And so I need to be near the power source. Praying thankfully helps me to do that. It helps me stay connected and close to the Lord during my time with him, and it will refresh you spiritually. So how to use the power tool? Pray regularly, pray watchfully, pray thankfully, pray corporately. Verse 3 says, at the same time, pray. You could also translate that together, pray. But the word pray is actually plural. It is directed to the whole group. And so we're to pray together as God's people. I put these things down here for the praying in the family. You may be single or you may be widowed, but you can pray with some of God's people. Guess what? We got a family of God. You can get together with some people to pray together in a small group setting. But we pray together on Wednesday nights. And that's such an important part of prayer. Something happens in corporate prayer that just binds us together in fellowship. It binds our hearts together. And there's something about it that promotes the unity and the health of the body of Christ. And as we pray together, the Bible says a threefold cord is not easily broken. As we agree together in prayer, God works powerfully. So pray regularly. How do you use the power tool? Pray regularly, watchfully, thankfully, corporately, specifically. Verse 3 says, at the same time, pray also for us. Paul says, we need prayer. I need prayer. My co-workers in the gospel need prayer. Pray for us. A specific prayer list. Nothing wrong with having a prayer list and praying specifically for things. That's one reason we have a prayer box. Our Operation Andrew list, where you find five people. You ask God, Lord, would you lay five people on my heart that I can pray for so they could be saved? That's praying specifically. Maybe there is something you desire. Sometimes I hear people make fun of praying for a parking place. But can I tell you something? God has the hairs of my head numbered. I think he cares about what parking place I have. And just because he loves me, right? And so I asked for a parking place. I remember I was riding with somebody through the hospital parking lot to make a visit one time. And I said, Lord, would you give us a close spot? We turned around the corner and there was a parking spot. And he goes, whoa. You know? So pray specifically. You'll be surprised and amazed at what God will do as you just ask him specifically for what you need. Using this power tool called prayer regularly, pray regularly, watchfully, thankfully, corporately, specifically, and strategically. He says, pray that God may open a door to us for the word to speak the mystery of Christ for which I'm in chains. So here Paul is. He's sitting in prison. He says, I want a door to be open for the gospel. Now, he'd had some doors open, right? The Philippian jail door just flew open when he and Silas were praising God. But he says, I want a spiritual door to be open. I want the power of God to go before me so that I can reach people for the gospel. Some people have suggested that maybe he's also praying for the open door for the church of God. That perhaps it's not just his ministry that he's talking about, but it's the church. As he's in prison, he's saying, God, give the church an open door for the gospel. So he's praying for this. It's amazing. If you pray, God, would you give me the opportunity to impact somebody for Jesus Christ at work? Will you help my eyes to be open to see that? Or, God, would you guide me as we're getting ready to get together for the holidays with family members? Will you guide me in what I need to say to minister to my family? Or maybe what I need to pray? Help my eyes to be open to be used by you and accomplish the purposes that you have for me. praying strategically, praying for our evangelism group as we go out. That's a great way to pray strategically. God, open doors before them. We've had some of those doors closed, right? But open those doors, not only physically speaking, but also spiritually. Open the hearts of people. And God loves to do that. Then finally, pray dependently. Pray dependently. Paul says, so that I may make it known as I should. Now, I find this surprising, shocking a little bit, maybe. Of course, it makes sense in the context of other things you see in Scripture, but this is the Apostle Paul. This is a guy, he wrote half the New Testament. And he says, listen, I need help sharing the gospel. I need to say it. I need to make it known as I should. One of the interesting things that kind of frustrated me early in my Christian life is that when people share the gospel in Scripture, they share it different ways at different times. Now, the basic content is the same. Jesus died on the cross for sin. He was raised. Put your trust in Him and repent of your sin to receive that gift of eternal life. That's the gospel in a nutshell, but it is presented in different ways. Sometimes people start with creation. Paul did that with the Athenians. He said, the God who made everything that lives and breathes, the God that created all that is the God I'm proclaiming to you. And then he shared the gospel with them. Other times, like in Peter at Pentecost, he went through the prophecies of the Old Testament. He said, listen, God said this in this scripture, and this in this scripture, this in this scripture. Listen, I'm going to tell you, Jesus Christ fulfills every prophecy that God made of the Old Testament about the Messiah. He's the one you need to put your faith in. And then he shared the gospel. So there's different approaches that we may have with different people. And I think Paul recognized that sharing the gospel wasn't just the imparting of information. It was a spiritual transaction that was taking place, something that God was doing with his supernatural power to specifically address the issues in different people's hearts as the gospel was shared. He knew exactly what they were dealing with. I can remember when I was lost hearing the message, religion versus repentance. It's amazing. I could still remember that after all these years, but it so impacted me, and so I knew I was lost. It's like the Holy Spirit took where it says in Acts they were cut to the heart, he cut me to the heart with it. It was so personal, it was so specifically what I needed to hear that I was thinking about it for a year until I got saved. So pray dependently. Ask God to do things through you, whether it's witnessing, whether it's ministering to people. Ask God to guide you in that. Is it parenting? Guess what? God knows your kids better than you do. Is it interacting with your spouse? God knows how to interact with your spouse better than you do. And so ask God, Lord, give me grace. Do these things. Fill me with your spirit. Do these things through me. Give me wisdom so that I can do this in concert with what you know is necessary. And as you do that, God's power tool will be there for you to use. Earlier in the book of Colossians, he says, you are complete in him, in Jesus Christ. We have everything we need. Jesus has all the power we need. But he's given us a tool to set that power free in our lives, and that tool is prayer. Use that gift of prayer to the glory of God and to your own help in this life. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. I pray, God, that we would be people who pray and use this power tool of prayer effectively. God, we thank you for the gift of Jesus at Christmas time 2,000 years ago. We thank you, Father, for his perfect life and his substitutionary death at the cross. Father, we thank you that he rose again. And Father, I pray that any who don't know him tonight would surrender to him and trust him and receive the gift of eternity.